This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at allbook-books.com. So it's a big topic. I've mentioned it before in my recent book about the history of book burning. You can look it up on Wikipedia, maybe, which isn't always accurate, but at least there's some chart going back hundreds, going back centuries. The history of book burning, which the gist of it is to eliminate sacred knowledge or anything that contradicts the global corporate empire narrative. People who cannot stand if there's another opinion. So what I'm focusing on is the recent articles about the children's author, hugely successful children's author, Roald Dahl. And this is after he has passed on, so they are already altering his books to be woke and to please people, but actually because of the money, I think it's all about the dollars. Last September, Netflix had bought the Roald Dahl story company for the princely sum of a huge amount of money. The contract is reportedly the biggest content deal of its kind, a fact no doubt helped by the company's observation that Dahl's books have sold more than 300 million globally and been translated into 63 languages. So why would the book publishers offer now free to choose between different versions of Roald Dahl's beloved children's books? Why would they change the versions to sell more books? Now, this is why I titled this episode, "It Was the Best of Times, It Was the Not So Bad of Times." Most people recognize that from Charles Dickens' The Beginning of a Tale of Two Cities. But nowadays, you can't have the worst of times. You can't tolerate it. You can't do it. You can't talk about genocide. You can't talk about history of genocide or mass murder or the Holocaust or Iraq or Afghanistan. Cruelties beyond cruelties. No, let's not talk about that. Let's tweak children's stories to not offend someone. That's how absurd this stuff is. So you're going to hear me rant a bit. It's absurd. Let's tweak it. Let's put the lipstick on the proverbial pig. And I want to segue to that this is nothing new. And it is actually very deep. So this is another thing I put in my recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest. In the book, The Yoni, Sacred Symbol of Female Creative Power, there's mention of how Muhammad invented the story of a male Allah with three daughters, when before that, there was reference to a female deity and three phases of the moon, waxing, full, and waning, corresponding to the cycles and characteristics of a woman's life, the latter as wise crone. Listed as a pre-Islamic Arabian goddess, I didn't find anything definitive with regard to Alat, Alat, Alatu, Alilat, Al-Ilahat, all the different spellings. Yet, suffice it to say that the squelching and outright banning of what is nowadays called the sacred feminine shows up again and again when looking into the so-called past of cultures worldwide. Considering major repression and atrocities toward females and homosexuals, typically more in touch with their feminine energies, this in the Arab world, the whole thing is a hoax. That's what I would say about, no offense to anybody who's Islamic or religious. That's not how I mean it. I mean the whole thing is a hoax because they rewrote it. They created a story, a narrative that now millions of people follow as religious word of God. And it's based on squelching the feminine. It's based on squelching the connection with the moon cycles. Everybody knows what the moon cycles and females has that has to do with. And this is the same kind of, I continue with, similarly, the male patriarchy that invaded Turtle Island created patterns of behavior that were not previously part of the culture. Domestic abuse. There's a huge amount of domestic abuse with native peoples nowadays, and they did not have that before the colonizers, before the different culture came in with their patriarchy. So this in the religious sense here's some questions for you. You think Moses literally parted the sea? You think Jesus literally walked on water? You think a camel can literally go through the eye of a needle? I could go on and on if I researched it, but how many lines do you take in religion that is the supposed word of God? And now you're supposed to take that literally? Those are whatever they are. They're reworded, a repackaged metaphor, and perhaps they have deep meaning. Now, one of the best descriptions I've ever heard of the Tao, the Chinese way of life, is that Alan Watts described it as, imagine you're driving and you hit green light after green light after green light after green light after green light, and your whole drive is like that. Not the typical, you got to stop at the stop signs. So all of a sudden, it's almost like you're just in the flow and you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there and it's just green all the way. That's being in the flow. And that is one of the interpretations that Moses parted the sea. You know, the day when, or the days or whatever, when something, everything just goes just right, just smooth. That's Moses parted the sea. But did he literally physically part the sea? Who cares? Oh, maybe it matters. Maybe it was some kind of physiological miracle thing that I don't know about. I'd be glad to read about it. But basically, who cares if Moses actually parted the sea or not? The point is that there is a flow of life that opens up and everything goes along smoothly compared to having to pay a toll to get somewhere that you go every day. Having to pay gobs of money, having to be stopped at lights and wait and checkpoints and on and on and on it goes. And, well, was Jesus on drugs? Is it easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle? I mean, what the heck is that about? You got to stop and think about that. Was he on drugs? Is that a Zen cone? What is it? What's going on there? Then we have the classic, it was a dark and stormy night, but stormy night, that children are known to, be startled by rain. I was scared when I was a kid, when it with thundered and lightning, I was scared of that. And I literally went in my bathroom, tiny, tiny bathroom with cardboard bricks, like cardboard building block bricks. And I played in there until the storm subsided because I was scared of the lightning. I think I was scared of lightning, even though I was scared of the thunder, but actually the lightning could do damage. Anyway, the point is, it was a dark and stormy night. No, we can't have that. It was a dark and halcyon night. Yes, let's rewrite. Shall we rewrite the books? It was a dark and halcyon night. That way the kids could sleep. Now, if that was written when I was younger, I wouldn't have had to go in the bathroom and play with my bricks. This article is by Dr. Binoy Camperock. Commonwealth Scholar at Selwyn College, Cambridge, currently lectures at RMIT University, a regular contributor to Global Research and Asia Pacific Research. So you can read some of the specifics of the article. He starts off, censorship is never innocent, made worse for its strained good intentions. For those responsible for setting and policing such policies, the inner judge comes out, stomping on assumed meanings, interpreting and removing things to ensure the masses are not corrupted. Children's stories and tales have not been exempted from this train of revision, expurgation, and adjustment. In story, witches and, quote, old hag became less offensive than old crow. Other patently silly changes included removing black in Fantastic Mr. Fox in favor of murderous, brutal-looking tractors. The three sons, for some reason, became three daughters, three sons became three daughters. Is that Islamic? While the cloud men in James and the Giant Peach became cloud people. Can't have gender. No. You can't say whether it's a man or a woman. Can't be too traumatic. Nothing like that. Many of these changes are not cosmetic, constituting a direct alternation of the author's meaning and intentions. So there you have it right there. I mean, this is called the word author then no longer has validity. And this is Penguin Random House and Puffin Books. announced it would publish the classic versions alongside the new editions, enabling readers to choose which version of Dahl's stories they prefer. That's just what the children need. Isn't that so nice of them? Isn't that nice of them? To make it palatable. To make it palatable. Meanwhile, I say take off all the all those freaking scary movies. I personally don't like that genre at all. But, you know, I've got friends that are like, whatever, 10, 12, 13 years old, they'll sit there and watch those freaky scary movies. No, can't have that. Take that off too. Take that off. I think everybody should just have a fish tank. No TVs, no movies, no books, just stare at the fish tank. Now, editors, you know, from personal experience and reading, editors have differences with their authors. And then just choices are made. If I had a choice, if someone gave me a choice that, oh, we'll do your book, but you have to take this out, I would have to see. Now, I don't care how big a deal it was, if that choice, to me, compromised the integrity of what I was trying to do, I would not do it. Because ultimately, it comes down to books or bucks. Are you in it for the books? Are you in it for the bucks? And that's what these big companies are in it for, the bucks, which is how Jeff Bezos actually started Amazon, was by cornering the book market. He cornered the book market, not out of an interest in literature and consciousness, but to control the information, control the narrative, and to make money. Books or bucks, make your choices. Once in a while, books get lucky. You get lucky, it's genuine, and it makes some bucks. So, along with this, you know, one particular case of the book, not book banning, this is book altering, book censoring, book changing, whatever it is messing with the, messing with the altars. Shall we change Shakespeare to exist or not to exist? That is the question. To behave like a jerk or not behave like a jerk? That is the question. Let's see. Any others? To behave... Oh, here's a good one for the kids. To behave nicely or not to behave nicely? That is the question. That's a good one for kids, so they learn how to be nice and polite. So we'll have Shakespeare for the kids and Shakespeare for the adults. For the adults, we'll have to behave naughty or not to behave naughty. That is the question. I think that's a great idea. Different genres to fit all the markets, all the niche markets, the different genres. Shakespeare 1, Shakespeare 2, Shakespeare 3. So, you know, this is basically, obviously, this gets me riled up because this tweaks at what, the sense of free expression. But anyway, it's about the bucks or the books. And I think also it is about the inability to, as I mentioned in the previous show, the inability to literally face anxiety or despair, as the as I mentioned the references in the last show, pointing that the screen that becomes a screen, and the screen blocks people from directly processing the emotions of what is going on. And that is what these revisions are doing. They are blocking people from doing that. Now, if there's, like, say, there was an accusation of Dahl being anti-Semitic. So that's a trickier question. I mean, if he was blatantly anti-Semitic, I don't know. But if there was, then maybe a footnote. But, I mean, Mark Twain, the classic example is Mark Twain, because he was depicting the times, uses the N-word. But that was what people said at the time. So, to ban that is to ban history. And to ban, you know, the integrity of the author. But again, I think aside from the bucks, the books are the bucks, I think it has to do with the deeper thing, is the books and the bucks are in service of, or the screen becomes the commodity, rather than the grappling and the wrestling with the deeper emotions. As this land, the USA, has not wrestled or grappled with the genocidal history of 95 to 97.5% of the native peoples wiped out. The African Americans dragged to this country, to this land as slaves. I mean, that is despair that needs wrestled with, and not a screen put up to soften that. So that'll do it for this episode, and may you part the sea in your journeys. Be well.